Energy Stew with Peter Roth, Thursdays at 8 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And this show is about your inner authority. Where is the truth of your choices coming from? How do you make those choices? That's the inner authority. We're going to talk all about that in the show with our guest, who is also, as I am, a human design analyst and human design teacher. And that's Gina Concatelli. Hi, Gina.
Morning, Peter.
Thanks for being on the show.
And thank you so much for inviting me.
Sure. Now, I was just introducing that this is about inner authority. What's outer authority?
Well, outer authority is for other people, for, you know, assisting other people with their any kind of issues or questions that they might have.
Or choices that they might want to make.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And the outer authority is really the mind, right?
The outer authority is based on what we think, our thoughts, our rational mind, yes, problem solving.
So why isn't that the best authority?
Well, it is, it's, the best authority really is from as what comes inside of us, because we have, you know, we live in a physical body, and, you know, there are actually some limitations. You know, we need to take time to eat, and we need to rest. But it's like, how do we want to allocate the 24 hours of energy that we've been given in a day? So it's really about making better choices about how what we want to spend our time with, the people and the projects that we want to give our energy to.
Right, I understand that. But, you know, the mind's inside our body, too. So,
it
know,
is indeed, but
why are we discriminating against the mind?
Well, the mind, you know, the body has wisdom that the mind does not. And it when you people start to practice and learn about their inner authority, they'll find for themselves that they may say yes to something that normally their mind would say yes to, but now, or excuse me, they say yes to something that their mind might normally say no to. And then it may turn out in a really beneficial way for them or a surprising way.
But this might be confusing because yes and no is how we make choices. So where is there another yes or no?
Well, there's about nine different ways that people can make decisions from inside their body. There are like three or four of them that most people use.
Aha. So that what we're talking about now is that our inner authority is the way to make choices and know what's right for us based outside of our mind.
Based outside of our mind, inside.
But wait a minute. Our mind is what analyzes everything. Our mind, you know, knows so much.
Well, you know, the mind does know, but the body has wisdom, or with these, they're places within, each person has their own individual inner authority, which they'll learn when they look at their chart, what theirs is. And there is an inherent wisdom that comes with that. And the mind is a mechanism that is never satisfied. It's always wanting more. It's always comparing. So it does have a very important purpose, but not for really how to allocate our energy.
So maybe the mind is closer attached to the ego, and therefore it has ego desires that might override what might be the wisest choices.
Exactly, and the mind can also be influenced by other people or the media or condition, you know, just our habits or things like that. So the mind can be very influenced by outside sources.
So we're actually now setting up a situation where people should not be trusting their minds.
Mm.
Now, that's a new concept for a lot of people.
Absolutely. It's unfamiliar territory for people to make decisions based on, say, a gut feeling or a, you know, an instinct. So this is different. This is different territory.
So what we're going to be talking about in the show are the ways to use decision makers in the body that can help us make the right choices versus the mind.
Versus the mind. Yes, there is within our bodies there are these different something that is beyond reasoning and beyond, you know, the visual benefits. You know, people make decisions, just for example, you know, about a career choice or what to study in school. And, you know, based on our mind, someone might make a decision to do what their brother did or their cousin did because it worked out for them. And, you know, they might go ahead and follow that career path because it worked out for the other person. But, you know, normally when we make those types of decisions, they may work out in the short term, but they rarely work out for us in the long term.
Well, I wasted a good deal of my life that way.
Totally.
Making decisions on what to study in school based on my family's interests. And I didn't even know my own, but at least I knew what my family wanted, so it was kind of easier at that point. I didn't know how to look inside of myself.
Well, I think a lot of your listeners can relate to a time when they made a decision based on what somebody else wanted them to do. I was reflecting on a time when this was actually before I started with Human Design. I started in Human Design in 1999, and my professional background is in training and development. And a colleague had referred me to a company here, high-profile training company that wanted to start a coaching program. And I went for the interview, and things just did not feel right for me. And I let two things persuade me to say yes. One, I needed the work. And two, the man that was interviewing me was really pressuring me and really painting this great picture for me. And I said yes, and I went back, and I did the presentation to the executive team. And, Peter, it was a complete flop. It was humiliating for me. And, you know, it was like I did it because somebody convinced me, even though it didn't feel right to me at the time. So when those things happen, they really drain our energy. And so my mind was convinced that I should do it, but my body had already told me before, and then I suffered the consequences afterwards of really having my energy drained by saying yes to something that really wasn't right for me.
What I like to tell people when I talk about this outer authority versus inner authority is, for instance, let's say we want to go to the beach, and our minds think it's a great day. You know, we like the beach, sun's up, sun's out, surf's up, and we have the time, so let's go to the beach. But we're not asking our inner authority, we're only asking our outer authority. But if we asked our inner authority would say, run away from the beach. Don't go to the beach.
Hmm.
And now, why would the inner authority know not to go to the beach? Well, it just turns out that that date is going to be a tsunami.
Yes.
And the inner authority knows that that beach is dangerous. You know, why, when there was that big tsunami in the out in the Indian Ocean, there were so many people who were caught in it had no idea, but all the animals had run to safety.
Mm.
So, you know, animals, I think, are much more attuned. They don't trust their minds the same way they trust their instincts.
Yeah, well, their minds do not have the same capacity that the human mind does. So they run their life on their instincts. And, yeah, so very true. One of my clients who was just telling me about, she goes out for a walk every morning, and she's been practicing, you know, using her inner authority, and she said for some reason she got a feeling not to go around this certain block. And once she went around her whole walk and could see the block from a distance, there was an accident and some construction there. And, you know, so it's like it doesn't have to be a tsunami. It can just be avoiding, you know, some big delay or complication that, you know, she was able to get on with her day and enjoy her walk and not get caught up with, you know, construction and police cars. So.
All right. Now let's start talking about that there are different inner authorities and we're all different. So it depends on our human design. Now, what we're going to recommend people to do is to be able to look at their human design charts. And to do that, you can actually get a free chart. So if you go to either my website or Gina's website, Gina, what is your website?
My website is alignwithyourdesign.com. So Gina at alignwithyourdesign.com will get an email to me.
Okay, and then you'll send them...
And then I'll send them a chart.
They need to give you their birth data, date, time, and place.
Right, exactly. And that's in that when the handout that they get with this call, there's a PDF explains what they need to send to us. And they can get them free online as well. So there's lots of places you can get a chart, but I'm happy to provide that service for people.
Okay. And now what we want to tell people is that when they get the chart, what we're going to talk about in the rest of the show is the parts of the chart that are colored in or not. And the ones that are colored in often give us the direction of where to go for our inner authority.
Exactly. It's also printed on the chart as well.
So, what your inner authority is. It'll say whether your inner authority is sacral or it's... emotional, which is the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
It could say that it's splenic, which
splenic
is
awareness,
which is the spleen chakra. Now, those are all we can send people to those particular chakras to look at them on their chart. So we're gonna so as we talk about this, we'll say where it is, and we could start off. I mean, the solar plexus is the hardest one of all to know your inner authority, because that's on, and that's the triangle on the lower right of the chart. And Gina, why is the solar plexus the most difficult?
Well, I think because it requires patience. It requires people to really slow down, and we live in a very complicated world, busy world, and everybody wants to get their answer right now. And so the solar plexus is challenging for people because it's a very different way of operating if they're used to always being in a hurry and being very rushed, especially, any kind of, when they're making decisions.
Right. Now that's solar plexus chakra is, as I said, in the bottom right. And if it's colored in, then you have emotional inner authority, which means that your choices often change according to your mood. And because you're an emotionally connected person, your moods are always changing. And therefore, if you make a decision when you're in a good mood, you're going to second guess yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you might feel absolutely, a friend asked you to go away for the weekend, and, you feel all excited about it, and then, later that day or the next morning, it's like you don't feel so great about it. And people have a tendency, we want to feel good. And so when we feel good, it's like, say yes. But then, something else may be going on in that person's life that their mind does not have the awareness of it, but their emotions do. And so maybe going away for that weekend is not the best thing. So it is very changeable. And it's really best for people to have patience and wait. Just to feel the different feelings, to go through some of that mood change.
Right. Your feelings are your authority, so that means that if you feel like going, then that's a good thing. But remember that your moods are going to change. So the idea is to go through a number of mood changes first before you know that you can be convinced that you could go on this trip.
And moods can be very seductive, especially when people are really high or happy, so to speak. So they can over-identify with that. And, in practicing with this, I just offer for people to just notice how, you know, that high does not sustain itself, and to feel all the different moods, not react to them, but just notice them.
Right, and then we'll know what's correct for us, because we've experienced so many different moods about some decision that we are finally convinced about what's correct.
Yes, and I'm sure when people find out if they're emotional, when they look at their chart and they'll find out, they'll know what we're talking about, oh, yeah, I do notice that, how changing my moods are, and that I have made decisions in a hurry, and that they've always worked better when I've waited or slept on it a day or two.
And we want to differentiate between people who don't have this chakra colored in, have it white, and,
mm-hmm.
and those people are much more spontaneous. And often those people don't second-guess themselves the same way that people who are emotionally connected do. So that's how our charts define us and the way we behave. It's always good to know that half the population has emotional inner authority, but half doesn't. So you might be in a relationship with someone who does or doesn't, and you too, and you make decisions differently.
Yeah, I think it's one of the most important centers to really look at in relationship, because the ones that have that colored in, they move. It's better for them to move slower, you know, and not be so reactive.
Right, and to say, oh, I need some time to make up my mind. I'm not clear right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you might have a partner who says, well, I made up my mind. Why can't you make up yours right now? Right, but
well, we could do a whole other show on that, couldn't we, Peter?
Yeah, sure. You know, we all are designed differently. All right, so let's go to another center, and this one is the sacral center. It's the sacrum. It's known as the second chakra. It's the second box up from the bottom in a chart, and if it's colored in, that means that you live in guttural awareness, let's call it, that your sounds that you make, not words, but sounds, are your authority. What does that mean, Gina?
Well, it's very primitive. You know, guttural, people are like, that word is kind of awkward for people, but it's a very primitive or salt of the earth kind of way of living, and it's very simple because
it's grunting.
Well, it grunts and it, that chocolate pudding was good. You know, it's like it has very primitive sounds that come from it. And so people can, you know, people that have this colored in and have this as, also have this as their inner authority, can really practice this very easily, you know, just by looking at different foods or different situations and really feel whether that really, whether that excites them or not.
What sound it creates, what guttural sound it creates, uh-huh, So those sounds are very important for us, because actually those are intuitive.
It is, and it's like having a second brain, you know. It's a second brain in your belly, and it carries a lot of energy, a lot of the life force energy. You know, it is sexual energy. It's also creative energy. And so, if that's your way of your inner authority, you want to give that energy to something that's that's more pleasurable for you. If you go, and then you go ahead and give your energy to it, it's not going to be a real positive experience.
But it's more than pleasure, because it's actually truth. What it is it tells you, like, for instance, if there's a tsunami on the way and we say, you want to go to the beach, and you go, it's not that, oh, yeah, I'm thinking, my feelings have to do with pleasure. No, my feelings have to do with my survival, and my tells me run quickly.
That, and, you know, it's like no energy, no access to the energy.
Right. So that's what it's about, you know. So if you're one of these sacral authority people, you want somebody to ask you a direct question and you immediately give them a guttural response without thinking about it. Not thinking, oh, what guttural response will I give them? But have immediate feeling reaction of sound of uh-huh or uh-uh or eh.
I think for people when they're, you know, as they begin to experiment with this, that they can actually have people ask them a yes or no question, you know, so they can actually see how that works. Are you hungry? You know, do you want to go out for dinner? You know, do you want to go to the beach? Those are all yes or no questions. So people that are sacral for their inner authority really, really relate well to yes or no questions.
Right, right, but not answering, but not answering in yes or no.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Versus, you know, say a multiple choice question. You know, do you want to go left or right or straight? You know, that confuses someone. But if they would,
so
they,
just one question,
one at a time,
and you give it an aha or aha. I've had people come in for sacral sound sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Who are in that authority. And what we've done is we've put together a list of about 300 different questions about their lives.
Yes, some, those are fun.
Some are boilerplate questions, and some are just, you know, questions that people have in the moment about their lives. And then what I do is I go through the questions like a machine gun, and all I'm asking them to do is give me an uh-huh or an uh-uh, even if they don't have to think about what the question was. They're hearing it internally, and they're just giving a sound. And I mark down what their response was. And then afterwards, we go over those questions, and we see what the truth is for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are great to do, and it's great when you can actually do that with people face-to-face because you can watch their body. When it's really responding, you can as an analyst and a teacher, you know, we've done this enough that you can really see whether that's actually coming from their belly. They're answering from their belly, not the head, not a yes or no. That's what the head would say, yes or no. But the sacral would be an aha or an uh-uh or an or some kind of that primitive sound that
right,
we talked about.
Right, it's answering from the gut, but it's a gut sound. So that's a good instinct, is to have a gut sound. And that's for people who have that square colored in. And that's about 70% of the population. So we're talking about, you know, that's why these two authorities, I have both of them colored in, the sacral and the solar plexus. So for me, I manage both of them. and so it's definitely very helpful because you really learn to tune in. You know, you're tuning, you're feeling, you're getting the sound, you're getting the sense, and you're understanding your feelings. And so it's really an inner process.
Well, and I think a lot of people that will be getting their charts will have that same similar dynamic where they have both the sacral and the emotional. So I'm glad that you point out that the sacral is one aspect of that, but then there's also the emotional piece after that where there's the highs and the lows,
yeah,
and the different waves of emotions that need to be all taken into consideration,
right,
when you're making a decision.
You might go, uh-huh, and then you know that might be correct for you, but you might not feel like it. So you have all of those things to be concerned about, but it's inner, not outer, not in the mind, it's in the senses. So now let's go to the next large center that authority dwells in, and that's the spleen chakra. That's over on the far left side, lower left. That's also a triangle that's either colored in or not. If it's colored in, what does that mean, Gina?
Well, colored in is, it means that people have an instinction. It's a survival mechanism. It's a health system. It's an awareness. So it's very intuitive about what's healthy for the body.
But it's also spontaneous. It's survival. The spleen is the home of fear for survival.
It works right in the now. It's like immediate. It's like, you know, you can walking by a hot stove or anything that it really helps keep the body safe, and it functions spontaneously, as you said, very much in the now. So it's not going to tell you what's going to, you know, a plan. If you want to make a plan, splenic energy is not good for a plan. It's good for right now, like turn left, you know, or don't eat that. It actually has, you know, a voice.
Right.
A subtle voice or, you know, a loud voice if it's an emergency. People that have this are great EMTs, you know, or doctors or work in emergency rooms. People that can really react spontaneously.
Right. A good spleen is really helpful because it keeps you so focused and present. And if the spleen is undefined, it's an interesting concept because that means it's white instead of colored in. And if it's white, those people also, they're very aware that they don't have that instinct, and they actually strive for it because they're worried more. They worry more. People with their spleens defined, they don't worry as much. They're more in tune and more ready to react. It's an awareness, because the spleen is actually an awareness center.
Yeah, awareness. I look at it as little tentacles all around your body, you know, or, you know, like a radar system or a smoke detector. You know, it's like it really can give you a warning. So people that have that colored in or have that as their inner authority have that working for them all the time. It's like their smoke detector is always working. People that don't have it colored in, there's a sensitivity, and that would be, I'm speaking of my chart, I don't have that colored in. So there's a sensitivity about my health. It's, you know, well, I'll grab an extra jacket or a scarf or whatever, because I don't want my body to get cold. It's like a little bit more of a worrisome about my wellness and my health.
Right, and actually that does help you, because a lot of people who have it spleen colored in don't worry as much. And then they'll react in the moment, but not be prepared enough, perhaps, ahead
of
time.
Yeah, it might be too late.
You know,
sometimes they don't think about it, where the person that has it opened has a little bit more of a, you know.
A worry factor.
And it's in the advance. We worry in the advance. Oh, what if it's cold in that room or whatever? So, and the spleenic people, because they feel good and they feel strong and they feel like they have this really strong immune system, they may not plan for any type of potential harm to their health.
All right, now we only have a few minutes left, and there are people who don't have any of these colored in, and there are other authorities. We just talked about three authorities here.
The three main ones, yeah.
Yeah, those are the main ones, and most of the population has that. And there are some people who actually have the mind and the throat connected together. That's the sixth and the fifth chakras. It'll be a green square and a green triangle, a tan square near the top. And if they're connected together, those people actually, they have what's called mental authority, and their authority is based on using words, speaking, and then watching what they've said. Not thinking ahead of time and not using their mind, but actually speaking to others or even speaking out loud, but just hearing their words, and then they'll know what's correct for them.
Yeah, it's really recommended for people like this to, you know, be selective who their allies are, who are the people closest to them. So when they do have some kind of a major decision to make, you know, such as going away for a few days, or maybe they're in a career change, or, you know.
Okay, well, we only have a minute left, Gina, so let's help people find you.
Okay. Well, people can find me. My phone number is 619-528-0892, and they can also find me at alignwithyourdesign.com.
And you can help them manage their inner authority.
Well, we can help actually help them practice this and,
okay.
and get really good at it. So it's a reliable, consistent way to make decisions that are in line with their body and their energy levels.
Well, this is so helpful because we know that our outer authority doesn't know enough. So we really need to use this inner authority. And I'm glad we were able to talk about it so that people can actually learn how to work with themselves better.
Absolutely. And there's just it's a whole different way of living, and I'd be happy to support people in experimenting with it.
And they can get free charts from you, too.
Yes.
So, Gina Concatelli, thank you so much for being on Energy Stew today.
Thank you, Peter.
Right.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Good. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at Progressive Radio Network. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. And thank you so much for listening.